Hi, my name is Valerie Coleman, and I'm the host of the new College of the Ozarks podcast, Our Story. The vision of College of the Ozarks is to develop citizens of Christ-like character who are well-educated, hardworking, and patriotic. From passionate professors to first-generation college students, each one has left what is easy and known to reach for something more. Their stories are inspiring. Some of them will bring you to your knees. Some will make you stand and cheer. Step into the shoes of the cycle breakers. You won't regret it, and you just may come away inspired. I am so happy today to have with me on the podcast Mike McGinnis. And Mike is a C of O alumnus, graduated recently in 2020, and is now actually serving at the college back there with us as senior admissions representative. And it has just been a joy to get to know Mike. He has worked alongside me, even as a student, on some projects and talking with media and having some interviews and some interesting trainings along the way. But we are so blessed to have you back at the college as full-time, Mike, and good to have you on for the podcast today.
Thank you, Valerie, and thank you for having me on here and listening to my story and appreciating and valuing it. My time at C of O was quite a wonderful experience, and I'm happy to share that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. And it is an interesting process, isn't it, to be very purposeful and look back over key things and just the way God is blessed and the doors that he opens. It's amazing.
It is amazing. And truly, God is at work, you know, on our campus. And we're seeing that in the community as well. Just things that he's doing in people's lives. It's wonderful. And so my story is just one of many of how God's at work in people's lives today.
Well, that's right. And I love that how you say that, one of many. That's what this podcast is all about. So many times we get busy, which I love. Our form of busy is pretty inspiring and great in and of itself. But we want to take the time to tell the stories, to tell the student stories and the professor stories, the staff stories. We've got some really, really special folks at C of O and who are definitely servant hearts. And I love that about you as well. And I know you're working as a chaplain at Silver Dollar City, another very, very special place in this community. And we are so excited to learn more today about your story. And so just on that note, I just want to kind of get a perspective from you first. What was it like to be a non-traditional student at C of O? We know you were a parent, a husband, a father, and a busy working adult. And that's a little different for C of O that's mostly younger folks and residential campus. So tell us about your time at C of O.
Absolutely. And I really enjoyed the fact that I was a non-traditional student there. A very small percentage of the student body, of course. But the student body really embraced me as I came in. I remember one particular day meeting with students for lunch, and they were telling me, hey, you might want to consider doing your work week at this time of the year. This fits better. Or take this class with this professor. You'll love this person. And things like that. So they didn't waste any time making me feel part of things right away. So
yeah, that's so cool. So they embraced you and kind of were helping you learn the ropes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And really, with years of youth ministry and college ministry, it was not an unusual dynamic. I actually enjoy being around young people in this generation and investing in them, but also learning. I've learned a lot by my time at C of O, where if I'd have been a student years ago, technology would have been different. The mindset would have been different. We're dealing with a very different generation these days, and I feel like I have an inside look at who they are and what's in their heart.
I love that. And I think, you know, most of us would say if we had the opportunity to go back to college, maybe not for 4 years, but if we had that little sneak peek, there are so many things changing in our world and constantly changing. But your interaction with the students sounds really awesome and unique.
It was also, from what they told me, very encouraging to them, because many times they were tired and had been up late writing a paper and working and all the things we do at Hard Work U. And they would say, well, there goes Mike McGinnis. If that guy can do it, I know I can do it. So
you started becoming like the inspiration.
Right. Yeah. And they knew that I was, you know, raising a family and a person who loves my wife and want to spend that quality time with my family, that I was working off campus as well as being a student there. So I actually had two jobs when I first became a student, and one of those eventually had to go because you just can't work on campus and off campus and then add another job to that. So,
right.
But
great. So what was your off campus job for most of your time as a student? Your
off-campus. Well, this, if I may, this leads a little bit to some history. So my wife and I were serving a church in Arkansas, not too far down the road. And so we were transitioning out of that opportunity. The church was on its own feet and doing well. And my wife looked at me and said, I know we're in a transition time. Perhaps this would be a good time for you to go back and finish your degree. It's something you've always wanted to do. So I'm grateful for her encouragement to do that. And that started the ball rolling. And I told her that day, I said, I would love to go to College of the Ozarks and work for Silver Dollar City the whole time I'm a student there. And so that's exactly how it worked out.
Wow. You dreamed it and it came to pass.
It's very true. So they put me to work in merchandise in the Frisco Barn at Silver Dollar City. And I loved it, working with families and playing with toys and demonstrating all the fun things there at Silver Dollar City. And then when school started, and actually I was waitlisted initially for the college.
Interesting.
So that was a little twist to this dream. You know, sometimes we have the dream, but there's some things, some obstacles sometimes, or what we might feel like is a delay. But one thing I've learned is delay is not denial. You know, by me continuing to express my interest in the college and I'm wanting to be there, but I was waitlisted and I thought that meant the no list. So somebody had to sit me down and say, hey, Mike, it's not the no list, it's the wait list. So duh. It all of a sudden hit me that I'm just waiting for an opening at the college. And so when they called me, and I remember to this day, it was on October 31st of 2017, and they called and said, hey, we have a space available. Would you like to come to C of O? It was just an awesome experience to get that phone call, because when they called, they said, is there anything we can answer for you? I said, I'm just so excited. I don't know what to say, but yes, thank you for the opportunity. Yeah, I want to be there.
You remember the exact day, so that tells you something.
It tells you I might have been a little pumped about the opportunity. So.
Might have been a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I want to circle back a little bit to something that you said. Being on campus as a non-traditional student and the requirements and the different programs, there's a lot to that that I don't know that people always understand, that developing citizens of Christ-like character who are well-educated, hardworking, and patriotic, which is our vision, as you know.
That's right.
That encompasses a lot to it. Did they cut you any slack on any of those requirements while you were a student there?
Absolutely not. No, absolutely not. They call us hard work you for a reason. So every student is put to work, and I was no exception. I had the opportunity to participate in rigorous academics, you know, our writing program. And looking back, this is so interesting. I was not the best writer, and it doesn't mean I'm the best writer now, but I'm in a graduate program right now where the professors asked me to work with some of my cohort and help them with their writing skills. So I look back and I go, that had to be from the training I got at C of O. So you have the rigorous academics and things like that. The Patriotic Education Program really put me to the test with PT, physical training. So we would get up early and do running and all kinds of exercises. We did field exercises. We did land navigation, rappelling off a 50-foot wall. So all of that was a part of the program. And at not 20 years old, that was a stretch.
I love that. I love the way you say that. Not 20 years old.
That's right.
Yeah.
So
you just went for it full on and tackled all of these different things. And I know that patriotic piece was really special to you, and not just for the PT training.
That's exactly right. I have an uncle who has since passed away, and he was a Vietnam veteran, spent two tours in Vietnam. And there were things that he couldn't talk about. We used to ride horses together, so we were very close. But there were things he couldn't share about his wartime experience that I still wanted to know about. So not only did I get to go and be a part of the college experience and serve our veterans that went with us, but I got to see some more of the background of what it might have been like for him in country.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lifetime experience.
Mm-hmm.
And the veteran that I was paired with, Gary Luttrell, he is a Medal of Honor recipient. And I saw something in him over a two-week period that wasn't just a, hey, I'm back in country, I'm getting this opportunity. He was investing in the other veterans that were on the trip. He was very caring and very loving towards them. And when I asked him about it, he said he didn't feel like just because he finished his time in the military that he was done serving. And I, you know, that's something for a student at our college to be, you know, to have that experience and to be around someone like that. It's just a lifetime experience.
It is. It's so impactful. And I've heard it from others who have traveled. Those are relationships that are forged that last forever.
They are.
And, you know, when a young person encounters that and learns from that person who was there, that's a little something different than just reading that story in a textbook.
Absolutely. We had on the trip two pilots that had been shot down in the northern part of the country. And to walk with them and go to a place where they were in a POW camp and literally walk into the cell where they had been held captive and hear them and even have the stamina and the state of mind to retell that story to us. They honored us by sharing that story.
That's right. That's right. Those are very, very precious times, and they're entrusting to you, those memories. And I know that they want to do that, and it takes a little effort to do that, but they want to do that so the that history is passed on. And I love seeing that enthusiasm in our students that I know I'm confident that they're going to do that. So what we're talking about is the Patriotic Education Travel Program at C of O, and it is a very, very special thing. And that was instituted in 2009, and we've had more than 300 veterans go on these trips. And so when you come onto campus and you visit Patriots Park, which I hope you will, the Veterans Grove there contains the sugar maple trees that represent all of those veterans. And it's just a beautiful spot, and especially in the fall, and those leaves turn, and it comes around to November to Veterans Week, which is a special time here in Branson. But so many memories and so many relationships forged. So I'm glad you got to be a part of that.
I am too. And there's other rewards that come by having an experience like that. In my work at Silver Dollar City, I get to interact with a lot of veterans from across the country. And some of them work for our organization there. And there's one particular veteran that I will remember forever. I actually had the opportunity to perform his funeral ceremony and his memorial service. But the time we spent together before that, weeks, months of conversations about Vietnam, when he found out that I had been there, it was an immediate open door for a conversation, and we became friends. And I brought him out to Patriots Park, and we walked through, and we looked at the names, and we talked about his experiences there, and he was a person who could talk about it. One thing that occurred to me was this might be the first time he has ever shared his story. And inquiring from his wife, she said this is actually the first time he's ever really told his entire story. He went in the storage part of his home and brought out 8mm film and played footage that he had never shown before so that I could see what his experiences in Vietnam were like. He was not able to do that when he returned from Vietnam. Society was not as accepting of that, and he just packed all that away and put it away. But these many years later, here he is sharing his story and able to open up. In fact, it gave us an opportunity to eventually pray and for him to receive Christ into his life.
Oh my goodness, what a blessing, Mike.
And you think about how God can use anything. He never wastes anything. And he did not waste that time spent. As wonderful as that was, he wants to continue using the experiences we've had to help other people.
That is powerful. And, you know, we hear that a lot. Many of the veterans haven't talked about their time. And so, wow, it's therapeutic, I think, in a way. I've heard stories of veterans who with nightmares and different kinds of things. And then they go on the trip with the students and with C of O. And I think it's a special time. I think God does something really unique in there. And that kind of brings me around to the fact that we are a Christian institution And we do base everything that we do on our biblical values and principles. And it's a little bit traditional around C of O, which we're proud of. And that affects a lot of things, doesn't it, Mike?
It does. You know, God will place leaders in positions of authority at different times and seasons. And we're in a very unique time in our the life of our college right now. We have a new president, with President Brad Johnson and his family being on campus as our new president. And they bring the Christian faith to the forefront of everything we are. You can just see Christ in their lives. And I do have a story to tell about my first introduction to them when we have time. So
I want you to tell us. So take us through a little bit. You graduated in 2020. What happened then? And tell us about a very special family that you met along the way.
Yes. So interestingly enough, God has a sense of humor. And when we make our plans, he laughs many times. So he has already seen before and planned out the path before us and the journey that we have ahead. So when I graduated from College of the Ozarks in December of 2020, I accepted a job at Springfield's campus of SBU. It's their College of Health Professions. And I worked with an admissions director there who was absolutely fabulous at what he did. And I got to see someone in a current role like what I do now and do it very well. So it's a great learning opportunity for me for what I'm currently doing. And during that time, SBU had an interim president, which was our current president, Dr. Brad Johnson. And so I remember when I became a new employee at SBU, one of the people that welcomed me and my family to that college was President Brad Johnson and his family. And in fact, they were giving out, this was a Christmas event, and they were giving out meals and helping to serve in that way and just made us feel like family right from the beginning. And so I got to observe his leadership and how he led for the time I was there at SBU. So fast forward, he became the president, or if there were five choices or candidates for president at the college, and my family and I realized that one of those was Dr. Brad Johnson. So we immediately started praying for him and the potential of that opportunity and sharing with my coworkers the experiences we'd had with him and his family. And so we were just elated to find out that they would be our presidents and their family would represent the presidential office there. So
yeah, made it really special when they came onto campus and you really, I know you shared with me, felt that impetus and that draw to go and welcome them just like they had welcomed you.
You
got to know their warm and engaging personalities, which is something that we love so much about them.
Absolutely. Our family made that decision early on. As soon as they had that first chapel service to welcome them, we would be there and at least do our part to make them feel welcome at the college.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is such a sweet story. And like you said, you know, sometimes we think we know what our path is going to be. Sometimes we may have a delay. Sometimes we may have some sort of a detour, but God is always working in our path. And I love that. Speaking of that, let's come full circle on another piece of your career that has come full circle as well. Tell us about your moonlighting right now with a certain wonderful entity here in this area.
Absolutely. So interestingly enough, the day that I got the call to come back for an interview at College of the Ozarks to be an admissions rep for the college, I was driving down Opportunity Way and about to park when my phone rang, and it was the HR office at Silver Dollar City. And the person I spoke with said, "Hey, you know, we know you. How are you doing? How's everything going? And we have some updated information for you. Our chaplain is retiring, and you did an internship with him when you were a student, and he says you're the next chaplain at Silver Dollar City."
Wow.
So,
wow, that's
and
cool.
I said, "Wow, this is a great opportunity. This is amazing." And I said, "The only thing is I'm literally about to walk into an interview at College of the Ozarks, my dream job to work for my college." And I said, "So I don't think I'm going to be able to say yes to this opportunity. I do know pastors. I know Bible students that might be able to help with that role or be interested in that role. Maybe I can help you find somebody for this opportunity. Mike, come on. We know you. Just come down and talk to us. Let's set up a time and at least just come have a conversation with us." So later on, I did have that conversation. In fact, it was an interview for this opportunity. At the end of the interview, I told him, I said, you know, this is such a great opportunity. Maybe I can help you find somebody. I don't think I can do full-time at the college and full-time chaplaincy work for Silver Dollar City.
Right.
I would not want to cut this opportunity short in any way. And they said, well, what we'll do, if you'll say yes to this, we'll make it a part-time opportunity. We'll make this work. And I'm going to tell you that ever since that time, that's what I've done. I've worked at the College of the Ozarks and at Silver Dollar City, two organizations that really have an appreciation for each other in a lot of ways too. So it's been a natural fit all the way around.
That's right. What a sweet relationship there.
A sweet relationship. What a great way to say that.
Absolutely. And tell us about the services that you do and kind of how many per week and how that works. And
absolutely. So on Sundays, we host four church services at Silver Dollar City. The church is called Wilderness Church, and it's right off the square. If you've ever been to Silver Dollar City, the large open area when you first walk in, off to the left, there's an old structure there that is our church on Park. And we have four church services on Sunday. We have two for our employees, and we have two for our guests that come. And we have people from all over the world that will come to church. And it still amazes me to this day when a family comes and they're going to an amusement park and they're ready for the rides and the funnel cake and all the things that go with having a memorable opportunity. They think about going to church first. Mm. It just amazes me.
Wow. Amen. That is such a sweet testament and testimony to this area and all across the land, the people that are still hungry for God.
Absolutely. So when the parks open, I'm there on Sundays. Over the summer, my admissions work, I'm off on June and July for 2 months. So I'm able to be at Silver Dollar City in more of a pastoral role with our employees. And it's just wonderful. I work directly with Nancy Urban. She is our health advocate nurse. And it's our job to bring holistic care for our employees on the park. So it's just an absolutely wonderful opportunity.
What a nice opportunity. And I'm just so glad that worked out. You know, how many times when you're in an interview and you say, I can't devote full time to this, do they just pivot and say, okay, well, we can do part time?
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's a God thing.
And it has also sort of directed us towards partnerships in the community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's one chaplain can't service 1,500 to 1,700 employees sufficiently, the health advocate nurse can only do so much with grief counseling and all the things that we do. So we partner and resource with pastors and churches in the community and other sources of hope and help that people may need.
Mm, that's wonderful. Amen. Well, we are so, so thankful for what you're doing in both of these roles. And I love hearing, like you said, about this relationship, just even with the community. And it makes me think of some things that you shared with me about your role as now an admissions representative for the college and what you are seeing in the lives of young people, what they are experiencing, and how much they really long for a Christian college, how they're looking for that right fit for them. And they're hoping to be in that right spot where they can worship God and be a Christian and pursue their dreams and get an education, of course, as well. But tell me a little bit about that, what you're seeing and what kind of hope that you feel like you really represent in representing a Christian college like C of O.
Yeah, so we're out on the road quite a bit at regional college fairs, high school visits. We're really out with the public a majority of the time during the semester as a representative of the college. So we're interacting with counselors and other representatives of colleges. And so we're getting the feedback right now about a crisis, really, in enrollment nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of students that may or may not be thinking about college at this point. And so there are struggles that we hear about from other organizations and things like that. But the students that come up and talk with us, when we start talking about all of the different aspects of our college, something will click and you'll see their face light up. Wow, you're a Christian college. Okay. You know, they might see something in our brochures that represent that and talk about those goals of the college. And, you know, there are some students that are looking at the military as an option. And when we talk about our Bobcat Gold program and the benefits of starting that and their military career at the same time, it really opens up potential for them they may not have known about. And that's why we're out there. Those of us that travel for the college, we're there to be sure that the students and families know that this is an option that they may not get otherwise. And another thing that I get to do for the college is interviews. So we have a half-hour interview as a part of our application process. Once we have a GPA and an ACT and we have the transcript from that student, we're able to offer them a 30-minute interview. If they're within 4 hours of the college, we ask them to come in for an in-person interview. If they're out beyond that, then we can do a virtual or a phone interview. So that has been a highlight of what I get to do, because I'm hearing the heartbeat of the applicants as they come in, where they come from, some of the struggles they've had, some of the reasons why they want to come to a college like College of the Ozarks. Some of them are for very obvious reasons. You know, the number of students that can come to our college that may not have the finances to do that otherwise. That is a huge part of what we do to offer that in our region, in the Ozark region. And so, but their stories, I've learned so much in just listening to them, but some of them will say, you know, in high school, I've been persecuted for my faith. I'm literally trying to learn and get an education, but I'm having to deal with that. I really want to come to a college where there's other Christian students and there's an environment that doesn't persecute me for my faith, but actually celebrates that. And to be in an environment where I can discover who I am and discover my future and what I really want to do with my life in a safe environment. And that means a lot to these students that are coming our way.
It makes you even more thankful, I think, for CVO and what we have there and what we can offer. And for you, very recently, being a student there yourself.
It does. It's so interesting, you know, to have been a recent student in the program. I'm able to speak to a lot of the questions that are in that our applicants have and those that are asking about the college. But my heart is there, too. One of my children is a current student at the college. She's a freshman there right now, second semester freshman, and loving it. She'll be a music major. She's just having a great time with everything that we do at the college.
That's wonderful. And what a fun thing to see. And now she gets to partake as well and just journey on that academic path.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the things God has used my education to do is encourage and motivate my family towards that. My wife is currently in an undergrad program. She should finish up this fall with hers. My oldest daughter is a current student at C of O and working hard through that. And my youngest daughter is also really challenged by that. She really says, I want to do good in school like my sister, like my dad. And so she's been inspired by that. But one thing about her, she's just gotten into basketball and she is just having literally, no pun intended or pun intended, she's having a ball. So
that's awesome. Yeah, I was going to say, what do you guys do? I mean, you're spending a lot of time working and studying and all of that, but what do you guys like to do together?
Well, it's interesting. The way I found out about some of the programs for basketball in the area, I went and talked to Charlie Pentecost, who is part of our athletic program and sports information at the college. And he told me about an FCA camp up in Springfield. So we've taken my younger daughter, and his son is actually the head of FCA in the Springfield area, Cody. And so we went to three of these and just had a great time, and she learned so many skills. And this is something she's wanted to do. We didn't tell her, hey, try basketball. She said, hey, I'd like to try basketball. And she has just kept going. So it'll be fun to see where that goes from here.
Where it goes, yeah, for sure. Awesome. Wow. I tell you, it is so fun just to get to have a moment and chat with you. And, you know, we've talked a little bit throughout the semester, and I really thought everyone needs to hear this because your passion for the college and just your own personal experience of the college and being a student there. I love that you bring out the fact that so many of our students exhibit financial need. So, and that is one of the missions for the college, but we are a work college, so the students get to work rather than pay out of pocket for tuition, right? So what a special thing. And I know that that has a huge impact on this area.
Absolutely. So our students work 15 hours a week plus two 40-hour work weeks in a year's time. in exchange for their tuition. So our tuition cost is currently $19,800 a year. So they are gifted over a four-year period of right about $80,000 worth of tuition. And that is made possible by, first of all, their work. A student pays about 33% of their tuition by their job on campus. And that means they have the satisfaction of knowing they worked for it. It wasn't just a freebie. Someone came alongside them to help them get there, but they were able to work their way through college and graduate debt-free. 67% of that cost comes from donors and those who support the mission of our college and the values that we hold dear here. So it's a partnership. Whether those students ever meet those folks who support the college or not, they know that someone has helped them have this opportunity.
That's right. That's right. And what a great concept. And we're just so blessed to have that. And it was established that way from our very beginning in 1906. So a work college from the beginning, which makes it, I think, a little bit easier. You know, we have a lot of institutions all across the nation that call and ask about our work program. So, and we're more than happy to share, but it's very, very nice that that was a part of our makeup from the very beginning. So,
absolutely. And you know, what are the regrets that most people have? It's missed opportunities, times wasted, things that they wish they would have done. And when I talk with a senior in high school who's just about to graduate, many times one of the regrets they have as a Christian student is they wish they would have told more of their fellow students about Christ and shared their faith. And that would be my encouragement, is to seize the opportunities that you have wherever you are, whether you're a student in high school, whether you're at college, maybe College of the Ozarks or another college. You know, are you doing first things first? And isn't that what Christ told us to do, was to love him first and then to love others by sharing the good news and the gospel and our faith with them?
That's beautiful. What a great encouragement. I just, you know, I love these stories. I love how they unfold. And I do think someone listening to this right now was meant to hear that and that encouragement and some of the other amazing points that you've brought out. You know, there's a lot of twists and turns along the way, but God is there for us and is leading us if we let him.
The other motivation I'd like to give is, you know, we may have a missed opportunity. If someone never applies to College of the Ozarks, they'll never know if they would have had that opportunity. All of our incoming students, the advice I give them is sign up for every opportunity at this college. I would have never spent 2 weeks in Vietnam if I hadn't signed up for that trip and that opportunity. And you know, I think that's where sometimes we're, will I be accepted? Will I get in? You know, those fears and those questions that are all very real. But to put that to rest, why not just make the application and see where God takes it?
Ah, I love it. I love the way you state that. And that is exactly what I think is so important to express, is just go ahead and apply. Take that jump and that leap of faith and put it out there and see what God can do. I love it. I love it. Thank you, Mike, so much. Is there anything else that maybe we haven't hit on that you'd like to share with everyone today? And while you're thinking about that, I do want to make sure that we end on a very important note, a little bit more lighthearted note. I have to know, what is your favorite ice cream at the creamery?
So that's a tough question. I do like to encourage, once somebody's come to the college and maybe taken a tour and had the opportunity to interview and things like that, I always encourage them to go up and see our creamery and see the ice cream that we make there and to try it. And if they're not sure, you can have a little taste of each. I think that's the plan right there, is to have a little taste of each before you decide.
That is not a bad plan at all.
Yeah.
I like that. If I come up and tell them I need a taste of each, do you think they're going to, are they going to be a little suspicious of me since I'm there almost every day, or
it could be, it could be a little suspect,
a little suspect. Okay. I'll have to work on this plan, but, I do appreciate you, Mike, and just, I'm encouraged by everything that you had to share, and, looking forward to what God's got in store for you and the college and all of these wonderful, bright people who are coming our way to sign on and take the challenge and go on the journey with us at College of the Ozarks. So
thank you, Valerie. Thank you for having me here. It's been an honor, and it's just a wonderful joy to get to represent my college.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mike. Listen in each month as we hear the stories of the cycle breakers, passion seekers, and image bearers who write the College of the Ozarks story one chapter at a time. For more information on College of the Ozarks, visit cofo.edu.